Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A mild morning greets us across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a light breeze and pleasant temperatures. Haifa is seeing sunny intervals, making for a delightful start to the weekend. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran for the seventh consecutive night, prompting retaliatory attacks from Iranian forces on Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain. Reports suggest a missile was also fired at Saudi Arabia. Also, JNS notes that a representative from the most Jewish district in New England, Representative Jake Auchincloss, defends his decision to vote for cutting off aid to Israel, accusing former President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu of undermining the U.S.-Israel military assistance agreement. Also this hour, Walla reports that the IDF, alongside the Shin Bet, has eliminated Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a Hamas company commander involved in hostage activities. Separately, according to Israel Hayom, the pro-Israel lobby, AIPAC has blocked financial contributions to Democratic lawmakers who voted against Israel aid. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, Hezbollah is described as a terrorist army holding Lebanon hostage with support from Tehran. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, an analyst focused on geopolitical developments, posted just minutes ago about U.S. airstrikes targeting road bridges in southern Iran for the second night. Key infrastructure in the Hormozgan province and near Bandar Abbas was hit. Meanwhile, Iris, a commentator on regional conflicts, noted an hour ago that the IDF and Shin Bet's recent operation in Khan Yunis took out a Hamas leader responsible for holding Israeli hostages. From X, the latest, the Times of Israel shared that a recent survey revealed growing anti-Semitic sentiments among younger Americans, with a significant portion viewing Jews as a threat to societal unity. Let's go deeper into today's stories, starting with the ongoing U.S.-Iran tensions. The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. continues its nightly airstrikes against Iranian targets, drawing a sharp response with missile attacks on neighboring countries. This escalation highlights the fragile stability in the region, with Saudi Arabia also reportedly targeted, adding to the regional security concerns. Turning to the political scene in the U.S., JNS highlights Rep. Jake Auchincloss's controversial stance on cutting military aid to Israel. He accuses key leaders of breaching the long-standing U.S.-Israel pact, a move that could strain diplomatic ties between the two nations, especially given the district's significant Jewish population. Meanwhile, Walla details a significant counterterrorism effort by the IDF and Shin Bet. The elimination of Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan marks a decisive blow against Hamas, as he was intricately involved in hostage operations. This action underscores Israel's ongoing commitment to dismantling hostile networks and ensuring regional safety. On the diplomatic front, Israel Hayom reports on AIPAC's strategic move to block donations to Democrats opposing Israel aid. This decision could have far-reaching implications for future U.S. political and legislative support for Israel, potentially reshaping alliances on Capitol Hill. And finally, the Australian Jewish News paints Hezbollah as a formidable force operating within Lebanon, backed by Tehran. This characterization emphasizes the group's entrenched position and its impact on Lebanese sovereignty and regional dynamics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports NIAX is standing firm against ransom demands following a cyber attack. The fintech company asserts that while a subsidiary's cloud data was accessed, no sensitive payment credentials were compromised, maintaining their operational integrity. Separately, Yainet Business highlights a surge in stock value for Buff Technologies, an Israeli gaming company. The rise follows news of a lucrative deal with a major AI company to monetize gamer behavior data, promising new revenue streams. And finally, Walla Business tells the story of a woman who received over $1 million in compensation after a fall in an iLoot hotel. The incident has sparked discussions on liability and safety standards in the hospitality industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.